Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been talking about the importance of worship and what the Bible says about worship. The book of Psalms is also translated the book of praises. Throughout Psalms, we find exhortation after exhortation to praise the Lord. Praise is a vital component of entering into true worship of God. Yesterday, we talked about Psalm 100, verse 4, where it says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise." We see a progression here where we begin with thanksgiving and it takes us through the gate, you could say. And then we move into the court through praise. What is praise? Praise is very simply a verbal acknowledging of the greatness and the goodness and the attributes of the Lord in prayer or song. We see examples of acknowledging God's great attributes in many psalms. Here are a few examples. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." Here the psalmist is lifting up these attributes of God. God is a great refuge to us, a very present help in trouble. This is a form of praise. Psalm 36, 7 says, "How precious is your loving kindness, O God." Again, speaking to the Lord of his goodness and of his attributes is praise. Psalm 140, verse 14 says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Psalm 98, verse 1 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things." Psalm 150, verse 2, "Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him for his excellent greatness." These are simply examples of how to express in words God's beautiful character qualities. Anytime you tell God how good he is, in your own words, you are praising him and you are expressing worship to God. You can also read the Psalms out loud to God and agree from your heart with these beautiful expressions that you will find there, and you'll be expressing praise to God as well. Praise brings us into the court, brings us close to the presence of God. It's part of the progression. First, thanksgiving, thanking God for specific benefits and blessings he has bestowed. And then we get to praise, where we're just praising God for his awesome attributes, his mercy, his kindness, his love, his goodness to us. This brings us closer to the presence of God. It literally will open the door into God's presence. Both thanksgiving and praise need to be cultivated in our lives. We need to have a lifestyle where we go about from the moment we awaken in the morning till the moment we lay down at night to sleep, to begin to thank God and to praise him for his goodness. This needs to be interwoven into the fabric of our being, that we are people of praise and of thanksgiving. By doing this, we keep ourselves in the presence of God. We stay in tune and in touch with the Spirit of God throughout our day. As I mentioned yesterday, sometimes when we are in the middle of a battle or we are in the middle of great difficulty in our lives, a trial or a test perhaps, or perhaps in a very dark hour where tragedy has visited in your midst and you are just trying to keep hold to your faith in God, these are times when our natural inclination is not to give thanks or to give praise. It is more likely that a person in that state would begin to question and to doubt God. And yet this is the very time when praise and worship and the sacrifice of thanksgiving is most vitally needed in our lives. We must keep ourselves in tune and in touch with our God through our worship and our praise, regardless of circumstances that may be pressing around us. Robertson McQuilkin was the former president of Columbia International University in South Carolina, and he wrote a very touching testimony about how thanksgiving and praise brought his spirit out of a very dark place. He had experienced some very serious challenges in his life. His dearest friend, his precious wife, had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and it was ravaging her brain. Her recognition of family and even of him had diminished, and she was not able to communicate with her husband or remember even the simplest thing. The devastation of that was just sinking in when suddenly his eldest son was killed in a tragic diving accident. Then 2 years later, his wife had so deteriorated that Robertson McQuilkin resigned from his job as president of Columbia International University at the very height of his career to become his wife's full-time caretaker. He was not angry with God, he said, but the passion in his love for God had evaporated. He said he knew he was in deep trouble, and he did the only thing he knew to do. He went away to a mountain hideaway for prayer and fasting. He said it took about 24 hours to shake free of the preoccupation with his own wounds. Many people are preoccupied with the wounds that they're bearing at this time in their life, so preoccupied that Satan has been able to cause them to sink into the mire of doubt and of self-pity and of fear and of even anger. Robertson McQuilkin said that he began to focus on the excellencies of God. And as he did that, slowly his love for God began to be rekindled. And with love came joy. He wrote these words, "I wrote God a love letter, naming 41 of his marvelous gifts to me, spotlighting 11 of his grandest acts in history, and exulting in 10 of his characteristics that exceed my imagination. Surely he enjoyed my gratitude. Who doesn't appreciate gratitude? But I discovered something else. Something happened to me. I call it the reflex action of thanksgiving. My love flamed up from the dying embers, and my spirit soared. I discovered that ingratitude impoverishes, but that a heavy heart lifts on the wings of praise." What Robertson McQuilkin discovered is something that is available to every single believer. A heavy heart is lifted on the wings of praise. We have to lift up praise and thanksgiving to God in our darkest hour, in our deepest midnight, at our most painful moment in life. It is at that time that we must lift up thanksgiving to God, praise to God for His goodness, praise for His faithfulness, thanks for His great love, thanks for His care for us, thanksgiving that He never leaves us or forsakes us, thanks that His mercy extends to us, that He cares so deeply, and that He will pull us through. We must lift up praise and thanksgiving to God in our darkest hour, and we will find that our heavy heart will be lifted. Thanksgiving and praise brings us into the presence of God, and in His presence is fullness of joy, and in His presence is a strengthening that we will never find in the slough of despond or in the miry clay of self-pity. Praise requires that we take our eyes off of ourselves, off of our circumstances, off of our difficulties, off of our lack, and off of our pain and our wounds, and place our focus upon a God who loves us, a God who desires to help us, a God who's ready to reach his hand out to deliver us, the God who sent his own son to die for us, the God who will bring victory and freedom into your life. But we must lift our eyes up out of that slough of despond and out of that miry clay of self-pity and look upon the greatness of our loving Father. Start right now, regardless of what you're facing, with praising God for his great attributes. Make a list of everything that God has ever done in your life for which you can give thanks and praise. Go to bed speaking those things. Wake up recalling those things. Go through your day in your heart rehearsing them over and over. And by the very act of faith in praising and thanking God, you will find supernatural energy from God and supernatural strength delivered to your spirit to cause you to walk through this valley of the shadow of death and come into the place of joy in his presence. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to lift up thanksgiving and praise regardless of what you're facing, and you will find in his presence strength and joy. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying what the Bible says about worship.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.